Okay, not talking the entire Bronx. I'm just speaking for this neighborhood. It's very residential, but there are really no restaurants. We're in possibly, you know, one of the few, and it's a Greek diner. No restaurants, no coffee shops, no galleries, no bookstores, no nothing. There's the Bronx Ale House, which opened up a few years ago. That's a nice place. So, you know, no takeout, really. There's Riverdale. You can get delivery from there. You have to leave if you want to do anything fun. So that's, I would say, the main difference between this neighborhood and Hoboken. Hoboken was, you know, a yuppie, up-and-coming, you know, town.
It's got to be something fun. I mean, I came here, I'm just walking through, and I see the Goldmine Cafe, which we're here right now. I mean, this is a pretty happening place. And actually, as you told me earlier, recently opened. I mean, there's got to be some fun here.
There's fun, but you really have to make it. You know, if you're going to eat well, you have to cook. But I have great neighbors, lots of friends. We have the best dog run in all of New York.
What's the qualifier for the dog run?
It's huge. It's grassy. It's enormous. I mean, the dogs can really, really run. It's probably a whole city block long. And we have a nice little dog run community. I think it's probably like any neighborhood in that sense. It is what you make of it. But it's open and airy. The buildings don't crowd you in. We have a nice backyard. We garden. It's a really pleasant place to be, but once you're here and you're not going anywhere for the night, probably.
So what's a typical day for you if there's nothing to do here? I mean, surely you live.
I'm a grad student and I freelance, so I'm half the time I'm on the computer, either in my little office or in the laptop. I do putter around outside. You know, it's in a way, I could be anywhere except for the fact that it's very light, airy. My house is very bright. I don't generally turn on the lights until it gets dark at night. So it's really a peaceful place. Not a lot of socializing or, you know, doing stuff in the neighborhood, really, except for walking the dog and, you know, hanging out with the neighbors, maybe grilling or something. Very suburban.
You wait until the dark to turn off the lights? I mean,
Turn on the lights.
Yeah. Are you like actually occupying the dark during that moment when the sun is going down?
Yes, it's beautiful. We live way up on a hill, and there's a great western exposure, and you get the sunset coming right in the windows. It's a house, so there are windows all around. It's beautiful light. It's really a nice place to putter around.
So it seems to me that actually there is a certain kind of sanguine advantage to puttering around that actually epitomizes living in this neighborhood.
I think so. I mean, I can't speak for anybody else. Most of my friends, I think, live in apartments, and, you know, in their apartments. I just happen to have this cool little house on a hill, and it's really brought out sort of the nester in me. Yeah, you know, I lived in small apartments for most of my life, and this is nice. It's expansive. I can have a lot of books and not worry that I have too many. And, you know, I always say it's not hoarding until you run out of room. So
So here's the question for you. How has this neighborhood changed in the 9.5 years that you've lived here?
Not very much. It's so residential that there's not a lot of turnover. To the north up near Van Cortlandt Park, which is also a lovely place. I shouldn't even think about leaving that out. It's wonderful, wonderful park. But there are all these workman's circle houses, these low brick multi-unit buildings that were union housing. And so right now, there are a lot of little old Jewish couples living there with their caretakers. And I guess they're starting to die off. And I don't know who's moving in, maybe their kids.
Is there some gentrification going on there?
Not really. It's a very ungentrified neighborhood. It's very diverse, which is nice. I like that a lot. You know, you have your upper middle class people who move into the nice little brick Tudor houses. A lot of people of color. And then you have your basic working class neighborhood, which is probably this part that we're in. And there's sort of a range between that, but it hasn't really changed much. I think you have some young couples moving in, but there's no real hipster infiltration at all, which is good and bad. And a good gay community. A presence of sort of all sorts of people, but it hasn't changed that much, as far as I can tell.
So what would be the best thing about this neighborhood that you could relate to people who would walk through here with?
Just that there's a little bit of everybody, and it's pretty safe, it's pretty quiet, it's affordable, so it's a real egalitarian neighborhood. I like it. You get a little thug life, but not too much. Mostly it's just working people.
Thug life, how so?
You get the kids with their pit bulls, swaggering around, but not like I think you do in other parts of the urban setting. Mostly it's just working class people. It's not real glamorous. You don't have to walk around and feel like you're underdressed. It's not Soho, you know.
I'm good with this t-shirt.
Yeah, so am I.
Well, thanks, Lisa.